Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
How much is gold or platinum when it comes to music? Like, how many units is it?
Oh, how many? Oh, South African standards, it varies by country. South Africans, our standards are very low.
So how much is gold?
I don't know. It's like 10,000 copies.
10,000, I think.
Yeah, 10,000 copies, I think.
10,000 copies.
It's there. I don't know if Wikipedia has updated the page or someone has updated the Wikipedia page, because anyone can update a Wikipedia page. You can, he can, I can. So I'm not sure.
And platinum is how much?
Isn't it 100?
I think so, 100. Somewhere there.
Platinum is 100.
Is it not 20?
Yeah. Ooh, 20.
Platinum is 20.
20,000.
20,000.
Whose voice is this one?
Who's this one?
Hey, by the way, we got our first Super Chela.
Please give it up for Ape. He's been a chiller like since day one, bro.
Day one.
Do you remember he did an intro for us with the beat?
Yes.
You know the podcast beat?
He was the first one.
Yeah. Wow. He even did a whole video.
Yeah. I put it on Twitter. I remember I was excited when I saw the reception. I was like, oh my gosh.
So
I saw a nice opportunity though. I was like, what? This guy is just putting it out there. Like, you know, let's rap.
Are you still rapping?
Yeah, I definitely still am.
Smash, you got to put that video up, man. I think we had about 10,000 chillers at the time, ne?
Yeah, it was so small.
But this guy's fucking crazy, man. He walked from Joburg to Eastern Cape.
Who?
Ape.
You walked?
Yeah.
Wait. Eastern Cape to Joburg?
Joburg to Eastern Cape.
Why
would you want to walk to Eastern Cape? And why? From like...
It was actually Onke's idea, the guy I was walking with. He wants to raise money to build a preschool in his village.
Oh.
Yeah, secluded villages. So he has something called No One Left Behind, which is a charity thing for secluded villages in the Eastern Cape.
Beautiful.
So that's what we were trying to push, also trying to make a noise. He was actually inspired by a movie called Forrest Gump.
Oh,
wow.
He started gaining media attention and everything through that run, that 3 years. So it's like, no, man, let me walk. Because he also had a friend who spoke to him who said that he walked to Cape Town at some point.
Hey, Len's calling me. Wow. So you found out why Len's calling me. Hold on, sorry to cut you off there. Hey, Lakika!
Who are you cutting off now?
We're recording, we're live.
Okay, how's it?
Easy, dog. No ring. What are you saying?
No, I was just checking where you at, nigga.
Oh, no, I'll hit you up after the show. We'll link up.
Oh, yeah, because Lungela wants to link up.
Okay, say hi to the chillers, dog. They miss you, my dog.
Yo, we miss Lynn, man.
Hello.
Tell him we've got a super chiller here.
Yeah, we've got Ape. Remember Ape,
maybe
dog?
Even remembers Ape.
Who?
Ape. Remember the guy who rapped
the
intro?
Yeah. The guy who rapped that podcast intro song, yeah.
Yeah, we've got him in the studio today.
Oh, studio. Okay, cool. I thought you were by the pool. It's a studio now.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Shut up, my dog. Talk to you later, eh? Yeah, continue. Yeah.
Wait. What was I saying?
You're walking.
Forrest Gump.
Mm. Oh, yeah. The Forrest Gump.
So you guys actually walked?
So we actually walked, bro.
No way.
How many days did it take?
27 days.
No, you're fucking kidding me, bro.
27 days. And I swear to you, like, we were getting accommodations for free in Free State and everything.
Dope.
It was an amazing experience, man. But we left from Alberton going to Vereeniging. That was our first time.
You guys walked at night. Didn't you guys drive?
No, we didn't walk at night.
So what happened at night?
So at night we had like, we went to sleep. We went to
an accommodation.
The first night we camped. Okay. And then the second night when we were about to camp, that woman was like, she gave us back the money. And then she said, we can stay here. Then the guys we're going with, which is Kangalani and Jerry, were hooking up like the accommodations from there on. Like, oh, it's possible to get free places. Like, let's try, you know, call and say, this is what we're doing. And then the people supported us. We're like, guys, we're here on the road. We're trying to do this for the school.
How much did you raise?
So far, we didn't raise much, actually, because there was the bank account, which was 10,000. And then there's a backup buddy link on the Dream Out Loud SA page.
Beautiful.
So people can follow Dream Out Loud SA and then go to backup buddy and donate there. You'll also see a list of people donating there.
Oh. No, I never believe these things. Do you believe these things, so?
Which things?
Like, these guys walked. Surely they drove when no one was looking. Come on.
27 days. Yeah, the guy has 27 days. Why would you do that to yourself?
It was the worst thing ever at some point. Like, we feel your bones crack a little bit.
Whoa, for real?
Yo, bro. Like, the first days especially, because that's when you're detoxing everything, like alcohol.
Did you feel like you're sufficiently prepared? Because then you wouldn't have been drinking alcohol a week or
I know,
two
I, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think I took myself as seriously because I thought, okay, I could work out in the mornings. I can try and push.
100 kilometers, how long does that take you?
100.
Yeah.
No, no easy walk, 100. It'll probably take us 3 days.
So you walked like 50Ks,
so
10Ks?
Like 30, 35. You know.
Per day. And then,
yeah. Sometimes we go 40 because the first day we did 45, which was the worst.
Wow.
And then another day we did 43. But mostly we try to do 30. And then some towns would be like maybe 20Ks away. So we just, you know, okay, today we're walking 20Ks at least. And then we'll 20Ks.
How beautiful is the country though?
Yo, bruh.
Hey, because you got to see it like,
yeah.
You know?
Africa is beautiful.
Like on slow motion. Oh, yeah.
Every day you're on, in the outdoors, you're just looking at this landscape. That's all you're getting. Like, it's so much inspiration.
Nice.
Also with it.
South Africa is beautiful.
Yeah, no, yes. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome up here, the super chiller for
real. Yeah.
So I was asking, how much is platinum? Because I don't 15. Know if the podcast is platinum.
It's 15,000 units. Platinum is 30,000 units. Gold is 15,000 units.
So what are we, 5-time platinum?
Multi-platinum.
In SA
standards. We're a lot of times platinum. Actually, we should have podcasting standards.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. We should have podcasting standards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5-time platinum, baby.
Nah, that's music standards. I think we should have our own platform standards. We must think about it, give it some thoughts.
Yeah.
And we must have our own standards. What's this now? Views, subscribers. What's this?
We got subscribers. We're on 140 something, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just...
Nah, let's make gold. Yeah, 146. Nah, gold, 50,000.
Are we the biggest podcast in Africa?
Podcast.
Yeah, who else is bigger than us in Africa?
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Podcasting.
Who else is out there? Who else is out there?
Like, who are you listening to? You know?
Yeah, they're not on the real though. Like, we're humbly asking.
Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, when you go through like all these videos and podcasts around, you're like, okay. Who's like us?
Ah, but Major League is coming with fire.
Who?
In terms of YouTube channels, I'm not talking like podcasting. Major League, their numbers are crazy.
Nah, but they're just music videos.
It's a music.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
come on.
Balcony
mix. I mean, who does the content belong to? The director of the videos or them? Right? So I think we must keep it to the content creators who create the talent, the content themselves.
Yeah, but you still can't like shy away from those numbers. These South African standards.
Okay, hold on. Then you're going to say Bruce Whitfield then is the top broadcaster, a podcaster in Africa.
Why?
Because he gets the money, gets a ton of downloads a day.
Yeah, but we're still number one.
True. But then I wouldn't consider him this kind of vibe. Podcaster.
No, man. Now I'm talking about YouTube in general.
I'm talking about content creators. Because YouTube in general will include record labels.
Okay.
Then it's not fair. There's a guy, he is huge. There's a guy, man, I think it's Skits by
Spear.
Yeah. He's huge.
His numbers are
and
big.
And he's a super chiller.
For real.
Yeah, and he sits down, mounts the cameras and shoots. And he's got like, how many subscribers? Almost over 100,000. He's huge.
But you guys must remember we're a small population and YouTube is not really big in this country.
I know.
To do like numbers like 800,000 in 2 weeks, a million in 2 weeks, that's commendable, bro.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely.
It is.
Because those are not South African standards like in terms of numbers. Those are like YouTube standards outside of SA.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So shout out to them, man.
Nah, shout out to
them,
man.
Can't argue that.
But I think we must set our own standards. I think we must make gold 100,000.
Nah.
Subscribers.
Nah.
Mm. Yeah. Wait, but what's YouTube? Because YouTube has got plaques. Get the plaque.
Have we received the plaque?
Yeah, it's coming this week.
Hey.
Do they have a number for the, like a name, a gold, or it's just 100,000?
I'll ask the YouTube lady. She's on my WhatsApp. Like,
titanium gold or whatever. Yeah, but I think South Africa, we must do 100. Because I feel like I've always felt like, even in the music industry, I've always felt like our gold is way too low.
Yeah.
It's just
that's what I thought you were talking about. I didn't think you're talking about YouTube.
When he asked, he was talking about music.
Oh, you're talking about music.
Yeah, then he said we must consider ourselves multi-platinum. Then I was like, nah, let's have our own podcasting certification standards. And 100,000, I said, should be gold.
Shit, the craziest thing happened last night.
What happened?
I dreamt about Nota and Questa. It was so weird.
Dreamt about rap life and sex. Why would you dream about... Oh, hence the pandana. What's up with the pandana? What's up with the pandana, man?
Yeah, gotta switch it up. Confuse that name.
You got influence.
So I'm having this dream, Nikos lady.
Yeah.
We're at my place, and then I invited Nota, right? So Nota comes through, and then Questa comes through. So it's just a bunch of niggas, we're drinking, chilling. And then these guys, Nota and Questa, are having like a banter back and forth. And so far, I'm still chilled. And then something happened where like Questa pushed Nota's face. And then everybody starts going, hey, what's going on? And then Questa starts fucking up Nota.
Sure.
And then I woke up.
So Questa won.
It was weird, bro.
That's a weird ass dream.
Because I haven't spoken to Questa in the longest time. I haven't spoken to Nota this week. So I was like, why am I dreaming of such?
And Questa seems like, it's funny because he doesn't seem like a violent guy or a guy who resorts to manhandling anyone.
Only manhandling is good. What does he say? Look, try to work the lel.
Oh, no, no, some shots.
What do you think happened between Nota and Questa?
Observing Nota. Nota was being Nota.
What's being Nota?
Nota.
Do you think it was over money?
Nah, I don't think it was over money. I think it was over maybe creativity. I think knowing Nota, he's very hands-on. And perhaps maybe that is the reason for Questa's success also, apart from Questa making dope music. But I think maybe Nota was very involved because, I mean, I've heard Nota a few times saying he co-produced Ngudu, for example. But Mopurisa has never said that. So I think maybe it's Nota... Because Nota, remember, he was manager. He also DJed for him. I've seen Nota handling the decks for Questa. And maybe then also being heavily wanting to be part of the creative process maybe got in the way of Questa.
So you wanted to be the star. And then Questa's like, what the hell, hello?
Yeah, because maybe. I don't know, maybe. Because that's a lot of artists... Well, some artists, not a lot, in the industry, you know, it's a blurry line and they cross it sometimes.
Yeah.
So maybe.
It's a red flag when you get a manager who wants to be in the limelight.
The superstar.
That's a red flag. It's like, you know, when you're in radio, if you're going to get a co-host, you can't get a co-host who wants to be a host.
Yes.
Because then already...
You're fighting them.
Yeah.
To them, the co-host gig is a stepping stone to become... What's funny?
They want
to
take over you.
What's funny?
Are you manifesting?
Bro, I'm a professional. Man, I'm a professional, bro.
And you are, so you are.
I'm a dude. I co-hosted 2 breakfast shows. When Anele started her breakfast show, she wanted me to be the
you
co-host.
Lie.
I never told you that. No.
No.
Anele. When she got called from 5 FM to join 947, I felt. She called me up.
Shit.
Yeah, called me up. Like, this was 2011. Like, yo, I love your work. I've got a new show at Highfelt. I'd like you to be a part of it. I'm like, for real? Should I send you audio? Like, nah, I've got the audio already. Like, yeah. However, there's a guy in Australia who we consult for programming. He's like our second program manager. I've sent him the stuff. He's got the last say. But I'm game. And I told the program manager at YFM, like, yo, Highfelt wants me.
Cheers.
Told Mo, like, yo, Highfelt wants me. Go on, play with it. Highfelt wants me. And I was like, yeah, man, I mean, I feel like that's a bit premature. You know, like, you know, I mean, it's only been a year at YFM, but you could do so much more. whatever. But obviously, I mean, guys are looking out for, you know, the product that we had going, which was amazing. And it was still fairly new, I feel.
Mm.
You know, same word from the program manager. Yeah. So I'm a professional, man.
Mm.
I remember I said once with talking about this with Bad Boy.
Bad Boy T.
Root Boy, Bad Boy. It's Bad Boy Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas.
Yeah, he was at 5 and we're in Grahamstown, you know? And he said the exact same thing, like, dude, you know what you do it best. Stick to that.
Yeah.
So at times you just need a manager who knows that he's great at this and that's it.
Mm.
You know? Because some artists, you book them, because I was like, I'm also a failed promoter, club promoter. So you book some artist and there's this thing, they want Hennessy, VSOP, etc. And you meet the artist not even drinking all of that. It's the manager who's drinking that.
Mm,
so the manager feels like, yes. Mm. The manager feels like it's him. He makes the request, right?
Mm.
Request. Mm. And he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, we want this and this and that. That's what he drinks. And the guy doesn't even drink the artist.
Yeah.
So sometimes
it'll... Questa just drinks Heineken.
Questa, that's it.
Yeah.
Questa drinks Heineken. If you ever book Questa and he wants... Just know that the manager's taking you for a ride. If Questa now wants Hennessy...
Yeah.
Yeah. So at times you've got to know your role, played very well. And yeah, I mean...
Does that happen to you, Ape? Because you're a rapper.
What happens?
Oh, you don't get riders. You're not that big yet.
Do you get bookings?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yo. He probably gets booked and he still has to buy his own alcohol.
You have to start somewhere.
You have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Have you ever been booked?
No, I haven't, bro.
Yo,
I'd like to be, bro.
I was going
to
say, appel you my bookings. Oh, wait.
So lockdown for you didn't make any difference.
Nah.
Still the same.
Lockdown was I'm on YouTube.
You must apply for that relief fund. Natim Tetra said there's gonna be a relief fund for artists.
Yeah.
But I make my money off editing though. Like,
you made it?
Yeah. What do you
video
do?
Editor.
Oh, don't. Bro,
yeah, video editing and videography and all the stuff. So
yeah. What do you do for a living, bro?
Yeah, it's editing mostly.
What are you editing now?
Okay, now I'm not. There was something I was going to be working with Randall soon.
Randall Abrams?
Yeah.
For real?
Oh, yeah. Idols judge.
Shit. Yes, because I was working there.
On Idols?
On Idols.
Yeah, nice. Promo.
Oh, wow.
Editors there, that company. Doing.
Is it nice working there, bro?
It is, bro, but the office life for me is, it's tough, the 9-to-5.
You know, oh, so the Idols was 9-to-5?
Yeah, it was.
What were you doing for Idols?
I was editing.
Oh, just editing. Yes. Did you ever get to chill with the...
I did go on set at some point. It was really nice.
Did you ever get to chill with the with like Sumizi and them?
No, I didn't get to chill with Sumizi. But we did like all party together in the same place.
Oh, you partied with them?
Yeah.
Wow. Who's a prima donna there?
Prima donna?
Yeah, like who's a superstar?
Takes himself serious, dramatic superstar.
I'd say, for what I know, is probably, I'd say Randall. He's actually a funny guy.
Randall?
Yeah, I'd be surprised, yeah.
Oh, so he's not a prima donna. He's just...
Yeah, he's you're saying he's down
cool.
to earth.
He's down
yeah,
to earth.
Down
who's
to earth.
Not who's down
superstar?
To earth?
Yeah.
Who's not approachable?
Everyone hates, yeah.
Everyone
hates
him. Yeah,
front office, yeah.
A dick.
I am okay.
The last time I said a dick, with a dick, and you laughed like this, I got in trouble. So please, guys... Trade
carefully. Okay.
Nah, there's no one that's a dick. They're all nice people.
Sure.
Come on.
Oh, you're here with
Pierre
and
Gareth. Gareth.
Who wouldn't walk with you from here to Eastern Cape?
Who will outright say, hell no? Who would you not ask?
Yeah, exactly.
I see why are you guys.
Or who are you scared of?
Yeah. I'm saying, I see why you guys got fired.
Ah, don't deflect.
We know that technique. We got fired from who?
What are you guys asking? What are you asking? Is
who
was the dick, you say?
Yes. Yeah, who wouldn't you chill with?
Yeah.
On a Saturday at your place?
I don't know, man. I haven't really chilled with them properly because they would be on set most of the time.
But you're out partying, you said.
No, but that was one night. That's one night after that.
It's not a super chiller. It's not a pop chiller. We need a new category. Pop chiller. It's a pop chiller, this one.
Yeah, that's a chiller. Put my name on the news.
Ah, yeah. I'm there.
bet.
From now on, we're going to beep your name throughout the show.
Yeah.
Guys, come on.
Second chance. We're going to give you last chance.
Yeah,
last
chance. We'll give you a second
last chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last chance.
Mm. Yes. Who did everybody hate at the office?
I don't know.
Ah. And you worked 9 to 5. You left everybody.
Alone.
Alone?
Yeah. In an office.
That's fine.
In.
Okay, true. He is an editor. Yeah. They are generally in their studios.
We're in their headphones.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so most headphones, of the time. Monitor, screen. Headphones, yeah. Editing.
Yeah,
true.
But in the office, yeah, we're supposed
to. Yes, that's what actually I'm like thinking. Like, you know, you never get into office gossip.
I would
have the alcohol. We'll get back to that later.
Meg, just tell us when you're 5 minutes before the show ends.
Yeah. So speaking about a chiller, there's a chiller. Yeah. Me and her, we've got a hate love relationship.
Who's chiller?
I actually think she thinks we're dating.
Okay.
She's always giving me tips on how I should do the show, but she starts off with, "I loved that interview, but."
But more so, there's so many chillers like that.
Okay. Though. Who's this chiller?
No, but she's like, I think you know when. You get into a relationship and then the girl tries to change you, to mold you to what she wants you to become.
Who is this? On YouTube, Instagram, Twitter?
Instagram. Let me show you.
What's her name?
It's Munga Sia Chilubi.
Munga!
Oh, she also yours?
Yeah, she is.
You go, Munga.
What did she say to you?
Let me read you
what she said. She goes, "Great interview with Nock. Few pointers. Number one, chill on the overexcitement. Excited,
jumpy, laughing, gets extremely loud at times."
She sent to you as well.
Copy and paste. You go, girl. That's my girl.
Oh, no, but she said, "I sent this to Meg G, you see, at the top."
Okay.
I said this to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So number one, chill over on the overexcited,
so
jumpy.
It's not exclusive to you. Yes, girl.
Jumpy, laughing, gets extremely loud at times. I can't help it. That's who I am.
That's what makes the podcast.
Yeah, but that's who I am.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have a super chiller here.
Yeah. Okay. Who can explain?
Number two. There's more.
There's more.
Yeah, there's more.
Put some effort in dress code. You always look a mess, bruh. Why? Like, people watch the podcast to see what I'm wearing.
Are you here
did, you see, the... did you see what McCarthy was wearing?
Yeah, are you here for you know,
fashion police
or content? I mean, some people listen
outfit
to this
for
podcast.
The day. You need to post in the morning when you wake up. Outfit for the day.
Combos are
communicating.
Communicating. Yeah, the combos are communicating.
Yeah, I was watching Babes, but did you see what McIver was wearing?
I'm a pack the pack. Did you see what Nap? I'm a pack the pack.
And generally, you know, you always wear socks that are not the same. So already that's a problem right there.
Number three, you can tell when the guest doesn't like your sexual questions. Try respect that.
Girl.
Man, we love Munga.
Out of respect, I won't comment.
But that's your style, all of those.
That's your style. That's your style, and that's what makes you relatable. Mm-hmm. But he's a chiller. You know.
Yeah, she's cutting down the podcast, man. Like, this is what we love.
That's exactly because you tune into radio, you tune into all the other podcasts. They don't want to ask you, you know, like, how old were you when you gave your first blowjob to a guest, right? They don't want to ask that. But you know you're going to find that kind of stuff.
How old were you when you gave your first blowjob, this lady?
Never.
You've never.
Who cares? Never.
You don't sing on the mic.
I'll see Sakamuz. Answer your Sakamuz.
Leave my sex life out of your thoughts.
We're going to respect that.
See, the guest is uncomfortable.
We're a sucker for comfort. So we need you uncomfortable up in here.
Number four. I think this one was, this one was like the ultimate one. Don't use hands to put ice in drinks. More so when you're making drinks for others. No hygiene there, bruh. Don't do it. In capital letters.
Oh, did you dash for anger?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, when you stood up, ne?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Corona. Doesn't everybody do that?
What?
Like, take the ice.
Let's be honest, guys. Miss Chili let it fry.
Even in the clubs, bro.
We're at a club. No one has got time to grab, what do they call it? The ice picker or whatever. No one's got time for that.
I've never even seen that.
Fucking sang.
Yeah, fucking sang.
Fucking sang. Fucking sang for my eyes.
And well, everybody's like, I'm telele, bruh.
And I think the beauty of the podcast is we don't do anything for the sake of cameras. You know what I mean? If that's how you chill with your boys, if Anga, whoever comes to the interview and you're dashing for them, they just wanted the boys and we're having a conversation.
Is that a thing up here, the ice thing?
I don't know about it, bro. I also just put my hands there.
Yeah, man.
Like, put your hands, fuggy.
Who at Idols, if they took ice with their hands, you wouldn't want it?
You wouldn't drink.
Hey,
who?
Who? Tell us. This so means it's dashing for you.
Are you drinking or not?
Yeah, I'm drinking.
So
busy saying.
You're drinking.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Gareth, you're drinking. Okay. Even though apparently she did something to the other lady's drinks. What's her name?
Who? Marelo.
Yeah, remember there was a drinks thing. Gareth, you're also drinking if it dashes for you.
Yeah. That wasn't so convincing.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know Gareth.
Yeah, I think Gareth has been out of.
Well, you went there when he was there.
Yeah, I went there when.
So you went there when it was popping.
No.
Oh, you must have been there when
you
don't watch.
You
went there
when you fell over the cliff.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say
Who won when you were there?
Who won?
Yeah.
I was there from season 13. Paxton, that's the first year. And it was Paxton. And then from there on, Yanga.
Musa, was it before Musa?
Nah, Musa, I wasn't there. With
It was off the cliff then.
Yeah.
I don't know Paxton. Y'all know Paxton?
No.
Yanga?
The younger.
You don't know one Yanga.
Yanga, the young 16 year old who won.
Oh, literally Yanga.
Yeah. Yanga.
I don't know Yanga.
Youngest.
That's the only younger. No, younger.
But she's good, bro. Like, she's really good.
Yeah.
Representing Eastern Cape.
Oh, do you guys still watch Idols? Fuck, I haven't watched Idols in years.
Dude,
last time I watched
it was Heinz Winkler won.
Yo, we bet. When it was still white.
Yeah, bro. Oh, primary school, right? primary grade 8, Heinz Winkler.
Isn't he on pension now or something? Like, how about that guy?
I don't even know who that is.
No, exactly.
You're probably five.
No. Oh, man. I don't watch Idols. And even when I did, it was just like the funny bits when it started. All the guys who can't sing.
Yeah.
I loved Idols and Idols Africa. Just especially Africa.
But don't you guys appreciate how long they've been here, though?
The way
I think about it, like, the way you're talking about it, I was really young actually when I saw Idols.
It's like the Survivor thing.
Yeah, and it's really difficult to fuck that formula up. Right? How do you fuck that up? Everybody sings in the shower. We all sing when we're wearing headphones and it convinces us that we can actually sing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how can you fuck that up?
Everyone wants that opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't fuck that formula up. I don't know how pop stars fucked it up, but you can't fuck that up.
Ooh, pop stars.
Pop stars fucked it up, remember? There were groups.
What's that group?
Adila.
Adila.
Remember? Yeah. The other guy group who won, huh? Get to Lego. Funny story. When I was fucked with my gambling, I was pawning shit. One of the Get to Lego guys was there. And Ted Crusaders in force, look. The guy from Tawaza, he liked wearing deep. I think he was a rapper in the group. And he was there pawning shit. So I was like, I ain't you from Get to Lego. That nigga ain't you from Private Fair. Oh, man. Shit. Yeah, Ghetto Lingo. I remember Ghetto Lingo. That guy was from Katlehong, Tawaza, Prestonsport. Bumped into him then. How, nigga. Hey, you didn't see me. It was like we're at a strip club. We're not a strip club. That's the code, right? You didn't see me. Yeah, I didn't see you. Do your thing. Go ahead. And I just broke the code.
Oh, shit, man.
You did just now. Exactly. Like, I'm looking at you like, whoa, so. You've got what, that MacGyver tendencies.
I don't know. I don't know. It's probably like my studio monitors or something. Fuck. It was like studio monitors or something. So it was like 2016 or so. Shit. Get to lingo. Yeah, fuck.
So what makes you say, fuck, let me take these monitors?
Because you're broke. Like, the reason, you've never pawned anything before?
Nah.
The reason people pawn shit, you're broke, you need money.
But I'm saying, what do you choose? How do you know
see,
this?
See, that's you, choose, now, you choose. Munga Meli is going to say you don't suck your arm.
Hey, sorry, Munga Meli. Yeah. I'm sucking my arm now.
Can't waste alcohol.
See, this is what makes the this podcast. We're real. We're not. No, man. Like, dude, you think, what can I let go of that won't piss off my woman? Okay, she likes the TV, so I'm gonna have to push that off. We fuck on the couch.
We need
okay,
the bed. Can't go.
Definitely, we need the bed. That can't go.
Shit, we need to boil water.
Yeah,
that can go.
Oh, these monitors.
Then you're like, fuck, I haven't even been making music. Busy fucking gambling. Fuck. These can go. My woman doesn't care about these. Yeah. And she won't even notice these are missing. These can go. So that's your thought process. But eventually, fuck, you know, everything goes.
Fuck, that's crazy. There's a friend of Len's, right? He was hooked on cocaine. And he pawned his TV, like a fucking 70-inch.
Oh.
Those big ones.
Holy shit, for real?
Yeah, he walked with it from, you see there by Melville, where Roxy's used to be.
Oh, yeah, I see Roxy's.
Yeah, those flats, like those complexes behind.
I see. Yeah. By, what's that? Cool Running.
Yes.
Yeah.
From there to the mall at the bottom there.
Campus Square.
Yeah,
that was the Crusaders of Campus Square.
Yeah, with the TV.
By entrance number 3.
Yeah.
Shit.
Imagine.
For coke.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
Fuck.
Wow.
Remember last week, ne?
Are they still friends?
Yeah, they're still friends.
He's recovered, though.
He's clean now.
Yeah, he's back in Poch.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Fucking smart guy, eh? One of the smartest guys I've ever seen.
It's always the smart guys, man, who've been, you know, addicted to alcohol or something. It's always, like, very smart people.
Mm.
It's weird.
Yeah. Smart. We're the exception because we're dumb decisions. And dumber. Mm. Remember last week I called you after I dropped you off? I'm like, yo, have you seen my card?
Oh, yeah. What was your card?
Hey, dude.
You called me like, have you seen my card? I'm like,
you called me and asked me if you left your wallet.
Yes.
Because
I picked up Saul at the Gautrain, right? Mm-hmm. And then we went straight to the garage to pour gas.
You poured gas.
After pouring gas, I came straight here. We recorded. Yes. After that, dropped Saul off at the Gautrain, went to him. When I get home, I'm like, fuck, where's my wallet? And I remember swiping.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it, so I called Saul. I'm like, hey, Saul, did you see my wallet? He's like, nah. I thought he pawned it, but you know.
I think on Apple. Pawned it or subscribe to pawn. Pawned it.
And then I called Ghost Lady because I'm thinking I left it here. She's like, nothing. Mm. Yo, here's what happens. Thursday, I'm driving. 400.
Whoa!
Reimsich tops.
Just some.
Bottle store.
Reimsich?
Yeah. Someone swiped 400 worth of alcohol. Yesterday, actually.
Yesterday,
so have you cancelled it, or at least?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, but
they tried 4,000 first and then declined because there was no mine.
How did they swipe? Was that the pin?
Click and tap.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, tap. Oh, Andre, you guys tap. Shit, they tap. Tap anywhere, anyone.
Yeah.
They tap that wallet.
Without knowing history, just tap.
So you swipe 400 and then I cancelled it. Ooh. After that.
But now, why couldn't you go to the liquor store and say at this particular time there was a transaction?
Ah, Reimsich. Ah, man, it's gone, bro.
It's gone.
Oh, come on, I would, yo.
Okay.
Wait, dog. So, Sunday, you lost your card.
Yes.
This was Sunday.
Mm.
Reimsich.
This happens
on Wednesday.
It happened yesterday.
This happened yesterday?
Yes.
You should have blocked your card since Sunday.
No, like, I went to go get a new card.
Lose my wallet and always find it. Like, my helper will say, oh, here's your wallet. Like, it's in my pockets, whatever. So I thought I'd find it.
Okay.
And then I saw the transaction. I'm like, Reimsich, but I'm not in Reimsich right now.
It's in Reimsich on Sunday. How would, okay, it's possible then. Why did you lose your card?
I think it's at the petrol station. The guy probably didn't give it back, my card.
Because
Remember we were conversating.
When you called me, I said, listen, petrol station, I remember you taking out your card.
Mm.
I remember it was not. It's not like Mash's card. It's the gold one, right? It's not, it's not the black one.
It's, yeah, it's a difference.
You know? Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, so no. When you take it out, that pong.
Yeah.
The kid,
like, yeah, it's so bright.
Hey, I see it. That one. You know? Yeah. That's the last I saw
the
of your card.
The low fans are just clearing. You know?
You know, empty tins.
You know,
loudest noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, that's the last time I saw it.
Mm.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised because normally when you lose your card, there's a popular scam. I don't know still how it works, but I think I do. I lost a card. I used to bank with the lime, is it lime green? The green bank.
With the tree.
Yeah, the bank. Tree, yes, the tree. No, the tree.
FNB.
There's a reason we're speaking colors.
Whoa.
You know, there's a reason.
This one is a pop. This one.
You've unlocked the new level. Pop chiller.
No, you should walk off.
You must just walk there in the background. Just walk.
But then,
from super chiller to pop chiller.
This was a bad idea, man. Bad idea.
No, I love it.
I love it. This
idea,
is good.
Thank you for coming.
Keep it up.
But it's a scam. Basically, you lose your card, and then the next thing, you've got swipes coming out, right? But they're at toll gates. I don't know if that's happened to anyone. I'm sure it's happened to other people. Toll gates. Like, what do a toll plaza in Mpumalanga? Blah, 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 blah. Mm. Because they remember those toll plazas. Even this was like 4 or 5 years ago when there was no tap.
Yeah, yeah.
At toll plazas, remember, you don't put the card, your pin, right? Yeah. Even if it's a debit card, you just get that you swipe. Even if you don't have money, right? And it's like a capital account, you know? Since we're dropping names.
Yeah, since you're dropping names.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not like a check account or anything. Reason I'm saying them is because maybe it's a savings. You still... It'll go in the minuses, right? Because you can't be stuck at a toll gates or whatever. That happened till it was like 20,000 gone, right? And the card was, I went to go close it. I told them this happened. They investigated. All the money then was reversed. And yeah, whatever. This was years ago. That happens. I don't know how that works. I think they work with the guys working there. Swipes. I don't know how they recoup the money in order to it to become like cash. Because at the end of the day, they need to take the cash somehow.
Mm.
So yeah, that happens a lot. So I'm surprised they swapped at a liquor store. Mm. Generally, that happens. Like, chillers will comment. It has happened to some before. It happened to me. Like, minus 20K. And they could see it's all toll plazas.
Oh, it happened to Mesh. Oh yeah, Mesh is...
Toll gates.
They did that to your black card.
Thank you a lot. Damn, bro.
You're going through the most.
Black.
Yeah, that happened. So yeah, I'm first time hearing just people swiping for liquor.
Has that ever happened to you, Abi?
Me losing my card and then getting swiped. I always make sure I close it because I've been robbed a couple times. So
you've been robbed.
Living in Joburg.
Where in Joburg? Where you staying? Hillbrow.
Yeah, but even if you're not living there, but if you go out and then
we're in Joburg,
situations. Bro. I remember the first time I was still like 10 years old, and then these guys pulled through. Like those three guys, and one of them had a gun, and this other guy was just there clapping. He was just there to slap and intimidate.
Oh.
And I remember like, yo, I don't want to get slapped. I'm trying to walk back. I see my friend getting clapped in the face.
Then what's your name? Ape. What's your Ape? It's Ape. Shame, man.
Yo, bro. But the recent one was actually like 2020 New Year's in Durban.
2020 Durban, got you got robbed.
This guy pulled through. I was just going to take a piss. And then, hey, I'm seeing this guy's coming. And I'm like, nah, let me not. So I pull back and then I walk. As I walk, this guy starts following me. And I'm like, oh, snap. He's about to rob me. And then I just try to run on the side. And then as I run, I trip and I fall.
Snap.
Yeah. And I had no option but to scream like, ah. And then kick, start
kicking.
Why
don't you fight?
And then people there were like, oh, hey, what you doing? And then that guy ran away. Oh, but I found out that he took my wallet, but my phone was still there. Like,
oh.
Yeah. So I had to close that night.
Who at Idols do you think would rob you?
These guys, I'm putting this to rest. No comments.
Bro.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, it's too sophisticated for that.
Mm.
Yeah. Yo, I was excited seeing Pro actually. Because I'm a rapper, so I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
so I'm like, wow, dude, I'm seeing Pro.
Shit, we got three rappers. Let's bust a freestyle.
Where?
Let's go. Okay, I'll do the beatbox.
Okay, ghost.
All right, cool. Let's start. Up here, let's go.
No.
You ready?
Am I going first?
Yeah, you go first. I'll do the beatbox.
Who's a third rapper?
You? I got a ghost lady. I'll pin you, dog.
Oh, yeah, you had monitors. Go on.
Let me throw a word. Yeah.
I'm a house producer, man.
I'm a podcast producer, guys.
All right, let me drop you a word, ne?
Oh, freestyle.
Freestyle.
Yo.
This is
up. Okay, I'll give you the chorus.
It's your moment.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I've been robbed. Yo, Saul, I've been robbed. Yo, ghost lady, I've been robbed.
Hey, hey. I've been robbed. I was somewhere in Durban trying to find a spot to take a piss. And now I'm here.
The beat.
Trying
to... He's an awe now.
Mengele situation.
Mengele.
He's fascinated.
Professor, cut the
beat.
I like to call it that bad. Hey, I say that we about to go and jam. Yeah, we in the Mac G podcast. I'm trying to rhyme, I'm trying to freestyle and crack the smile to all of y'all. And thank you for the hospitality. And I'm here trying to do this for eternity. Yeah, I'm a rapper, trying to put it on. What was the word, Mac G?
Oh my god, I've been robbed.
Chilling in Durban, this guy came through at the spot. As I'm taking a piss and I'm trying to think, man, I need to go home.
Pass the baton.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god, I've been robbed. Deep in the city, I've been mobbed. I'm a shook one, mob deep.
Hey.
Do you get it? Don't go to sleep.
Hey.
When I step on the mic, this is all the podcaster, broadcaster. I'm all forecaster. I could forecast you and I could castrate you, call you cat. Yeah. I got me dropping shit like I've been sipping and drinking on castor oil. I'm getting broiled, I'm foiled. Shit, in primary school my pants are soiled. That's when I started dropping shit. Like shit.
Oh my gosh, I've been robbed. Oh my gosh, I've been robbed. Oh my gosh, I've been robbed.
Who cares?
I thought it was a G. I thought it was a G.
I'm
kidding. And then Sauce doesn't rap.
Oh shit.
That was dope, man. That was dope.
Yeah, I enjoyed
Speaking
that.
Speaking about rap, do you guys listen to Blackie?
Blackie.
Blackie. New kid on the block, bro.
Blackie.
Yeah, Blackie. Fucking good, this guy.
From where?
Where did we listen to Blackie? Man, where should we have listened to Blackie?
Just Google him. He's got a song called Hold.
His name sounds familiar, Blackie.
Yeah. Blackie. He's like the same crew with like Lucas Raps.
Oh, I know Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
He reminds me of Nasty C when he first started.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's also
like,
from Durban.
But he doesn't sound like Nasty C, right? He's got his own sound and own thing.
Well, you know they all sound like Nasty C, but he's got his own
new
flavor.
That's a problem. Like, because guys, you got to think about this. When Nasty C is a global superstar, when he came out, who was he sounding like?
Yeah.
No one. It sounded like Nasty C.
Nah, yeah. But this kid's got
something, man. That's what makes you know if he sounds like someone. Give me one name of an artist who sounded like someone who went on to make it big, globally or even locally. Got to have your own thing.
Pitch Black Afro.
Sounded like no one. Mm. Nothing you've heard before.
Mm.
Nothing. So, because things, if I come out and my whole things, I sound like Jay-Z, how will I ever surpass Jay-Z?
But the kid's got something, man.
Listen to him first. Yeah, okay.
Listen to him
Maybe
first.
You're just misrepresenting it.
Yeah.
Maybe you just like, because I'm one for originality. You got to sound like yourself.
But remember, if like for the new school, you become the sound that they've never heard.
Right? What does that mean now?
No, I'm saying if you're saying that they sound like Nesty
Nesty is already current. So he needs to find craft his own path.
Hey, listen to him first, dog.
You said it sounded like Nesty. Maybe you must say same era, same vibe, but sound like is like he's already he's got a ceiling. He can't surpass Nesty C
for ceiling. He's got the young thug.
You know Pop Smoke? Sounds like 50.
New school's 50.
He's a new school 50.
But different.
Yeah.
Voice is almost like the 50. But he doesn't sound like 50. But I'd say voice. It's like Ja Rule. Remember back in the days?
Yeah.
You could describe him as a DMX's voice, but he had his own flow, thing going on.
Yeah. But I'd love to interview Blackie, man. Oh. I think the chillers, it would just be like a personal interview for me. Because the chillers probably don't even know him.
Yeah. Have you ever had a rapper in a while?
Yeah, we haven't, eh?
No, I think last rapper was Danix.
Well, cancelled, yeah.
Oh, yeah, then you consider him a rapper?
No.
Dalez?
No, the other one who cancelled, when we got cancelled, they said.
Oh, Mengele.
That was Foki, that's Fok. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but check him out, guys.
Now we'll check out Blackie.
Blackie, man, and Lucas Raps.
And Lucas Raps. I will check that out. Lucas Raps.
Lucas Raps is the one that did, what up? What's up? Can you please put a drink in my cup or something?
Oh, Lucas Rap.
Yeah. The one with Ricky and Pori.
Ah, I've heard that song.
Was it Ricky and Pori? No, it was just Ricky Rick.
It was Ricky. Yeah, it was Ricky.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
Nice. Cool.
Yo, speaking about Pori. So, you know when that story came out a few weeks back about them being hit?
Yeah, the gun, their tour bus. Being shot.
Yeah.
Shot at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And
so last week I was at Daruma. We were doing a Grandeur activation.
Oh.
And what's this guy, man? King D-Toy.
DJ. Yeah, you know, he's King from the Val. Effects King.
Yeah.
King D-Toy.
King D-Toy from way back, dude. Uh-huh. I couldn't recognize him, eh?
You couldn't recognize King D-Toy?
I couldn't recognize him, though.
Why?
Because I could have had like 4 or 5 bullets.
Sure. Oh man, face.
Dog.
No. Seriously.
Some went to his face.
No, not his face.
Like, so how could you not recognize him?
His one body, like he can't move.
Sure. Like, what is he doing at a club when he's in that condition?
Well, like now he can move slightly. He's getting better.
Shame, man.
He said in about 2-3 weeks he'll be feeling better. But when I saw him, like King D-Toy, dude, was the life of the party.
King D-Toy is, he's the
whatever
life.
Party.
He's the guy who's gonna, like, if you're chilling at King's D-Toy table, there'll always be bottles coming through.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh, and King D-Toy goes in
got
hard.
Energy. Yes. You know. He couldn't even speak. Yo.
Shame. Are you serious?
Dude, I'm like, yo, this thing was serious.
Wow.
Yo.
They sprayed the bullets.
Yeah, like 18 bullets, and he caught some. He still got some in his body.
Oh, fuck.
Sure.
Shame. It was bad, bro. I'm like, D-Toy, is this you?
So when you speak to him, what happened? Is it really because Maporisa fucked a girl who maybe he didn't know was someone else's girl?
So that guy was now wanting...
So I don't know, but from what I've heard, right? So, you know, don't hold me to this. But I heard that Maporisa was fucking some guy's girl, right?
Okay.
And the guy knew about it and he warned him.
Oh,
like, hey, boy. Tada.
Yeah, bro.
You understand?
Mm.
And then the guy still persisted. And then that's when they caught the bullets.
You know what, man? Like, it, you know,
Must have been some nice coochie. Oh.
It must have been some nice coochie, bruh.
Or maybe it was just an ego thing. Like, he just wanted to prove a point. Like, I can do it.
Also, look that's also
and
another
now your
possibility.
Friend caught the bullets, you know?
Because here's the thing, man. Like, it happens to anyone. It can happen to
anyone.
Yeah.
Where you screw a girl.
Mm.
Junior Kanye is a story where he, like, in Foslo, he went to 99's old club there, screwed a girl, hottest girl in the club, and the girl was giving him signals that he wants him. And later on, he found himself in a car, getting dragged in the car, and the guys were like, we're going to kill you right now because you're fucking our girl. Or his girl, our boss's girl. And he's like, I don't know anything about it. What? She told me she was single and she came on to me. That can happen to anyone. Mm-hmm. But when a guy tells you.
Next step.
And remember, I think you also never lose touch of the hood. My producer's from the hood. You know, in the hood, hey, at the bright spot or as she said, I'm at the party spot. Yeah. The hottest girl generally will belong to a nigga with money and the he's gangster. Not a fucking chartered accountant. Right? He's a nigga. Like, fuck, gangster. You know what I mean? So you don't fuck with those guys. Generally, you don't fuck with anyone's girl. Especially if a guy has got the gumption to come to you and say, don't fuck with my girl. I don't give a fuck who you are. Yeah. I'll put holes in you.
What do you think happens when the girl and the guy are in the car and my producer song comes on the radio?
It's a clean stance.
Like, she can't even dance to any track.
I wonder who this girl is. She must be hot.
She must be hot. I remember the name. So I forgot the name, but it's like one of those.
She was to die for.
Yeah, she man.
Okay, super chiller, premium. We need another pan.
I'm here for you, Len.
Anything I'm missing out, guys? What else has been happening, man?
Yo, man, a lot, man. Shout out to WizKid. Shout out to Burna Boy.
What are they doing?
Burna Boy got best international album or something.
Oh, wow.
At the Grammys.
Wow.
Shout out. And also, Justin Bieber dropped an album, Burna Boy's featured.
Ooh.
So I'm not excited about the Justin Bieber drop, but the fact that Burna Boy is featured on the thingy. And WizKid also got an award at the Grammys for best video for Brown Skin Girl, which it's a song he's got
with Beyonce.
Blue Ivy and St. John. So yeah, man, we missed that. Shout out, man, that happened. Kanye West is a billionaire. Apparently, he's worth $6
billion. 6.6.
Yeah.
6.6.
But Forbes says bullshit.
Kanye, where did it come from then?
So Bloomberg is like Kanye West. But now it's literally based on projections of Yeezy Gap, which is a new company that he has. They haven't even sold a single stitch of clothing. And it's financial projections. Okay. Nota called me excited. Like, yo, Kanye's worth almost $7 billion. Richest black man in America. You're not tweeting about it. But when Jay-Z came out and he sold his company to Hennessy, whatever, you guys applauded him. Why? And I was like, did Kanye sell something? Did he do something? What happened? No. I'm like, how did he make the $6 billion, like the $5 billion out of nowhere? But Forbes says it's bullshit. Because it's based on projections.
Do you guys even care, though?
I don't care, and nobody cares. That's why it wasn't trending that much. But like,
well,
come on,
it was trending. It was trending.
He was.
That's how I saw it because it was trending.
But do you care?
No, it doesn't really feed me. So.
Yeah. Do you care, Ape?
Nah.
Mm. Yeah. So.
Well, it was just good to see Kanye being recognized for something. You know.
Yeah.
Who at Idols earns the most?
Gosh.
Apart from Proverb.
Who's on the road to being a billionaire?
I have no idea.
Thousand Ape, you're not HR, please. You don't know. You don't know.
Ghost Lady, anything you want to add?
Just catch the next episode of the Ladies Podcast.
Coming through
on Wednesday. The topic is help me, team. We did this so.
It's a surprise.
Yes, toxic friends.
Toxic friends.
What do you do when you got toxic friends?
I like that.
You remind me, I was going through my emails the other day.
Yeah.
Because I had a folder of topics because I had aspirations that I'll do drive time one day.
Oh.
So when I had good topics, I was like, I'm saving this one for my drive time show.
Oh.
Which one was that? Toxic friends.
No, I'm saying I must go through that. I must actually show you guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you had the topic, toxic friends.
Yeah, I had so many topics.
But,
I got like 50
Metro
topics.
But Metro offered you drive?
Yeah, unknown conditions.
Oh, go on. Oh. Yeah, the conditions are them conditions.
Maybe we must do one from this list a week.
Oh, yes.
Okay, hit us. What's the list?
Hit us.
What are we supposed to call someone today?
Or maybe share it with the ladies podcast. How?
Oh, for topics.
Yeah, for topics.
I got one here. It says, the night at guy's friends. Is it ever okay to spend the night at the opposite sex's house when you're in a relationship?
Yo.
Even if you're just friends.
Nah, man. Never. That's stupid.
Never.
Come on.
You even put that. You put on headphones.
I'm like, this. I'm like, I'm trusting Mourinho's meme. No, I'm trusting Mourinho meme. Come on, what is this shit? Come on, man. Yo, who would allow that? Your baby mama now. Your wife now says, I'm spending a night at the nigga with the dick at Saul's
place.
House.
At Saul's place.
Yeah, you know that nigga who can get erections? I'm spending a night at his place. We're just friends.
No. Never.
Oh my, you know what I mean? Or you tell the woman, you're not a golden ass.
I'll tell you, never
my
come
friend,
back.
Spending like, a night at his place.
Move in.
This is why I never got drive.
What, did you share the topics? You are wrong. You released too much info.
Oh, shit.
Never.
Anyway, got some announcements to make. Yes, Namibia, we're coming. When are we going?
Yeah, Namibia, it's fifth of the first April. Fifth of April. Yeah.
It's on the 12th.
We finally found a studio, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a studio.
Yeah, we got a studio.
Oh, flipping.
Studio. Yeah.
We're busy building it now. In about 2 weeks, we'll be up and running.
Beautiful.
So maybe when we come back from Namibia, we'll do our first show.
Yeah, it'll be so lovely.
Yeah, I'm excited, man.
I can't wait either.
I can't wait. Yeah. Nice. I'll miss. Yo, man, we'll miss you.
Bye, Paul. Also,
it's blue.
Big shout out to DigiTickets, man. They are sponsoring to the Chillers Club.
Oh, you know DigiTickets. DigiTickets. I know DigiTickets. Shout out DigiTickets.
It's a black-owned company. So if you like into events, I don't know, like tourism.
Yeah.
Or you just need to get your events out there and have a booking system that works efficiently.
DigiTickets, guys, let's support our own. Yeah. And they're good efficiently.
They're like up here. They've been with us since, man.
Oh,
ever since. Dope. From the beginning.
Shout out DigiTickets.
Yeah. And speaking about black businesses, I want to do this thing where every week, Negos Lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We get small businesses to send us their t-shirts.
Mm.
And we wear them.
Yes.
As advertising.
Oh.
So if you got a small company, send a medium for me. What size are you?
Double XL. Yeah.
Double XL.
I don't go to Sangomas. I don't believe in mediums. Double XL.
Yeah, so every week we'll wear a different shirt promoting a black business.
Nice.
Okay.
So the t-shirt must have the company information, what, a logo?
No, just the logo.
Just your logo is enough.
Yeah.
And company name, obviously, so people can Google it and that's it.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want to do on the shirt. Okay. But as long as you send it to us and we'll wear it.
Word.
So just go to thisismacg.com, advertising, fill out your details, and Yonela will get back to you.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. Then we'll also check, I mean, obviously. We'll do a little research that the company is credible. It's good. You know? I mean, come on now. Right?
Mapunapuna.com.
Yeah, exactly.
For Forex.
Yeah. You see?
Yeah. Quality control.
Quality control will be done, so please, no chance takers.
And also click on the button on top here to become a member and join the family, man. Ooh. Our membership is growing nicely.
And be like Ape.
Yeah, Ape is a super chiller, so he can chill with us.
So only
super
chiller. $300.
Super
chiller, dope, man. Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of shirts, I had the shirt I bought from you guys, but I have an extra large and I was trying to change it to a medium.
No problem.
You lost weight at the walk, of course. Walking to Eastern Cape will do it, right? You'll lose 2 sizes.
You used to be like Saul, ne?
Now you like Eastern Cape. When are we walking to the Eastern Cape, man? To Kamehameha. We need to walk to Kamehameha, bro.
Do you think that our ancestors fought for us so we can drive, you know, like German cars? This nigga wants to fucking walk.
Taking it back.
It's for a cause. It was for a cause.
Yeah. He didn't want to tell us. So how much has been raised on the my GoFundMe account?
Backup buddy. Yeah, I have to check that actually now.
Do you think what's
going to see there when you go on the link?
Speaking of, sorry to disturb you. Speaking of raising funds, shout out to fucking La Cizwe.
They're on 2 million right now.
Eastern Cape.
No, they didn't walk. They were just
La Cizwe would walk to Cape Town. I don't think La Cizwe would walk.
You think they'd walk?
They don't think they'd walk.
No,
you don't think La Cizwe would walk?
No way.
You don't think so?
No, man.
But you can just switch on your iPhone. Go live.
I think La Cizwe would walk, man. Come on, guys. Give La Cizwe some credit.
To Cape Town.
I think La Cizwe would walk.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think La Cizwe would walk?
But yeah, big shout out to them, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, shout out.
Nah.
I think he would walk. Shout out to Lesizwe. He'd walk. They've raised 2 million.
Two million.
Remember, they raised a million, right? So, okay, last week we'd spoken about 300,000.
Yeah.
And they raised a million. And Standard then Standard Bank will give them the little the advertising. Standard Bank
pulled up.
Showed up. We're like, yo, we'll match what you've raised.
That's amazing. Mm.
So that is amazing. Hence, I'm just mentioning.
Not to take away from what they're doing, but I think we should fight for free internet as opposed to education.
Well, yeah, because free internet comes with free education, depending on how you want to use your internet. Either you want to Google stepmom gets banged by stepson while son is away on a business trip, or you're actually going to Google, you know, hydrochloride and ethanol. It's up to you, man.
Bigger pants, link on me.
That is good. She's a problem, man. But free internet is a good cause. I like free internet. Let's fight for free internet.
Let's walk to Limpopo for free internet.
At least you'll reach 110. Cold weight.
This nigga walk to Limpopo.
I haven't been home in a minute, dog.
No, you see, look at you trying to go home. You want us to accompany you home, Kate?
Basically, nigga.
Then we get there and we look at you and be like, "Hi, guys."
We are
don't
here,
take
man.
A free rain in Limpopo. The rain queen is there. Isn't the rain queen there?
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.